A 2-0 away defeat to Northern Ireland on Monday means the Czech Republic cannot now reach next year's Football World Cup in Russia. But where did it all go wrong for coach Karel Jarolím and his squad? Journalist Michal Petrák suggests it was even before the country's first qualifier, when then-manager Pavel Vrba suddenly quit soon after Euro 2016. Ian Willoughby spoke to him earlier.
He perhaps logically used what he thought was the best at the time to succeed at the Euros, but he didn't prepare the team for the future. And after the Euros, when several players retired from the international games, the team needed to be built from scratch. So when Karel Jarolím came, he had to build the team with one friendly match before the start of the qualifying campaign. And there were some bad results from the start, draws that cost the team points, which cost the team confidence. And in the atmosphere that the team got into, it was, I would say, it was pretty difficult to build the team, build a confident team and stable team that would manage to get the necessary points in the rest of the qualifying campaign.
But since the foundation of the Czech state, the Czechs have only been to one World Cup, I believe, that was in Germany in 2006. So is not qualifying for the World Cup kind of the norm for the Czech Republic, and fans maybe just have to accept that?
I would never say we have to accept a failure. It's not right to accept failure. I think when teams like Wales or Northern Ireland have good chance of qualifying, then we should have a good chance of qualifying too. And I just think we are going downwards with the Czech football, because we lack in youth development very much. And we've been lacking in youth development for several years, for many years, in fact. And unless we start doing something with that, like, for example, the Germans did after 1998, I think it will only be a dream to qualify for the World Cup. We've traditionally qualified for the Euros, but I think last time it was very much due to the increase of the participants at the Euros that we qualified.
The Czech manager Karel Jarolím says the failure to qualify has, as he said, pissed him off, and that he's not thinking about his own future. How likely is it, do you think, that he will go? And does it really matter so much?
I think it doesn't matter. because he's certainly one of the group of the top coaches in the Czech Republic. You can't take that away from him. So if he goes, he will be substituted by someone who is comparable in quality to him. But that other manager or that other coach will have to pick from the same group of players or a very similar group of players. So I think it doesn't matter very much whether Jarolím stays or goes. If I would have to bet, I would say he stays. And as I said, in my opinion, it doesn't matter. Czech football needs to change the attitude, change some wholesale changes in youth development, in organizing everything, pretty much everything. We lack in that, and we've been lacking that for many years, and this has to be changed very radically.